under Condition X, and the condition is responsible for investigation, processing, and decision change. And it also develops an important decision for use and opportunities for decision of protection. Our strategic objectives of the condition is to ensure that rights in land or our alternative forms of equitable planning is achieved, and that is designed within the median term and space of the our service in our achievements, the commission has exceeded its target by settling 270 new claims against a target of 450 and finalized 292 claims against a target of 208. And the commission's performance benefited 60,000 beneficiaries and 68,838 and you can see the effect of the beneficiaries that I've already mentioned that it's 3,000 and then 8,000 at a land cost of 1.5 billion in financial compensation is 438,000 and for 438 million. And this is just a breakdown of our components to meet our targets. We'll show that the number of claims settled was 160 and as well as the insurance and the reasons that number one, the military requested to give the petitions to my daughter, which is very good question to be able to settle claims that are low season so that all of us would have been in trying to quickly with the claims. And in terms of finalized claims, again, it was 208 target versus 292 actual. And the focus on the finalization was going to individual claims as opposed to community which are larger. And thereby allowing us to exceed our projected targets. We also were required to do the session that were open of claims. This was done in research and completed in public. And this slide just explains the definition of settled as finalized. And again, settled is the claim that has been approved by the minister in terms of our 32G of the Restriction Act. But when a warrant has been made by the Mentoring Court and implemented, implementation thereof is still ongoing. And finalized that means certain claims that have been brought to a conclusion with the transfer of land or payment to funds for the rent and beneficiary. Therefore, all actions pertaining to the claims have been dealt with, and the files relating to that claim have been closed. So that's why it's important for us to differentiate between the settlement and finalized. And this slide reflects a summary of the settled decision claims in the provinces, and you see that the total for the rural claims, 47, and urban claims, 283. And households that have benefited as 8,000 plus rent books to the beneficiaries, accumulated households at 3,021. And again, the breakdown of the land cost and child accommodation and the profile in 2.05 million. And that's the breakdown of the summary of that claim. And you notice, you see that the Ocean Cape was, in terms of the number of claims settled, was the one that took a big chunk of the targeted number. And mostly, again, it was urban claims. So mostly urban claims that were settled there. And you'll be aware that most of the time urban claims are much smaller and are usually family or individual claims as opposed to rural claims, which usually is the one community which consists of a large number of beneficiaries but is considered to be one claim. And so we've got the Ocean Cape and then KZN and Malanga following and then Gauteng and the Northern Cape and Cricket and then Northwest River. And the total financial value of the claims that were approved during the period under review again is that could be built up and has already been shown in the slide, and the total expenditure was 2.3 billion. And the expenditure into the both special plans which were approved, a plan that was approved in the previous financial years, and working had not yet been elected. And this is the breakdown between the both plans, the background plans, the new plans. We spent a total of 553 million on previous claims, that is the better claims, and on new claims we spent 1.7 million. And that is the next slide, which is the breakdown of the franchise item in terms of land hedges and land subsoil convention, the development grants, the financial compensation. The development grant speaks to the support, financial support that we were able to provide to communities who have received land, which is 100 in 8 years. And that is the end of the presentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the presentation. The members can engage in this presentation.
Especially the downtrodden in the former Agriculture and land, give them. They said, no, we are not in charge. It's missing now. I'm talking about information to the family. There's no system in place that we can locate the beneficiary. Because the system does not, the something, there's an intercommunal relationship problem. The old system does not talk to the new system, or you cannot locate the beneficiary. Our current claim, which you are obtaining in 2018, for example, having this extra to find out how far are you with the claimant, and you say, well, this is the claimant. And I have documentation. Say that I've submitted there's a letter from the new staff relation that I think there's a gap there whereby it tells me at the so far I'm late. But I wanted to find out regarding the former victim question that I have. It's 8,400, not figure. How many which are out the claimants are outstanding for adjudication? And the response was the same amount. All in all, 8,401 outstanding claims. But there's a common issue. You cannot say all in all it's 8,471 claims outstanding. And I'm asking a follow-up question. How many outstanding claims which are before adjudication? And you give the same amount. Honestly, not. And there's a common issue on that. And that's not only if you go outside the ministry of which. I'm not somebody who can do that. It's a formal written question, and I don't know. There's a contradiction, unless you explain it.
I was not here, the presentation was made, but I did read there. But myself, we have some questions. I want to ask, at the top of the minister's intervention area, although I think it's Taiwan TV's. The minister reassured the nation and argued that there's no crisis. You know, if we knew earlier on what he said, then we would have made the provision, but we didn't, therefore just want money for the district. The truth is, all evidence points to the fact that we don't have money for restitution, and therefore land redistribution. This is the truth. And the second point is there is no plan. There's not a single plan to deal with this crisis. The Auditor General's presentation this morning, earlier before now, told us that already of the approved projects, we need 4 billion to resolve them. Of the claims that we're talking about before the reopening of the claim process. Now, this department, and I'm sure advised by the Commission, asked for this financial year 180 billion men in anticipation of these claims. We got something like, I think, 2 billion for every year. So we are sitting here with a massive problem, including the fact that this is just think about it. That Malamala saying we take almost close to 2 billion, so half the budget went to one place. And now we see all of us as responsible leaders of this nation and reassure one another that there's no crisis in our hands. We must not sensationalize things. It's a big problem. We know now that the anticipated new claims within the region of 40,000. The wallet, you said the check on this document, but we have not resolved all claims. So I'm almost making an appeal there. We must accept that there's a crisis. And then we must say, how do we get out of this crisis to resolve these things? Since 3 years later now, some people are dying off and so on. It's a budgetary problem because as a policy commitment to buy land, we have a solution to this problem. And a very simple solution to this problem. Stolen land in a restitution case is worse if you confirm stolen. That's what you do. In restitution, you ask the question, you are to live here. These fellows took your land. You are to go get your land. We are paying for that. And we all sit here. Here's the question. We don't have a solution. We don't have the money. With the cash in our hands, we must start with admission. We are there's new things now. There's no means to resolve those things. They're just piling up. Besides, there are specific questions I would raise before the minister leaves. So I think, for me, it's not even going to the details of this budget allocation or where we are. It's to ask the big question. We don't have the money to pay for restitution, and we should not be doing that. That's the solution. The simplest way to this land, stolen property, we move on to other things. But this solution needs political courage, which is so lacking in the leadership of the ruling party.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I will respond to the technical question. In terms of the maybe such to the issue of education and the parliamentary question to the end of, I suspect that there might be an issue of interpretation of the language. So when you say education, overall education of entity means education of entity, whereas you're talking about education of entity and cost is very different. And again, it's clear that the issue depending on the various stages of entity to be seen. So I think that I'll keep my confidence for that and provide you with the correct information because this is not the same. In terms of whether we have a way of assisting families who have through our error in our research have not been incorporated, we are able to resolve those, but it depends on the nature of the claim. If it's a community claim and it's a family member or individuals who were not incorporated and they received the error that was established there, then we are able to interact with the community, the community to ensure that those beneficiaries are incorporated and the benefits because of the community needs. If we're talking about an individual and where they have a right to separate from the group that is residing, we would advise that rather for them to then lodge a new claim and we'll deal with it. But they don't necessarily go to court, we as probably shall be able to assist them. If you were specific, I'll check with the register and ensure that the province deals with that. And the commission to date has settled 87% of the claims and were left with that 8,000 plus minus now. And again, there are various stages of all some that are on research and if we saw with the authentic situation that are prioritizing the smaller claims that are easier to manage so that they can settle and finalize quickly. And with the complex one, we are engaging in a very research with the universities to ensure that we research them as quickly as possible and so that we're able to settle and finalize those within budget. And the Western case, yes, the furniture, they did very well. But if you look at the amount, the Western case, for example, the total expenditure that was 99 million versus, for example, the Eastern case, was total expenditure of 230 million. And if you look at Malad as well, and you look at KZN. So the number of claims are not necessarily related to the expenditure of the budget because and the Bob of Malanga very often have large rural claims. And so those large rural claims benefit a larger number of people, and they're usually more complex to deal with and therefore slower to deal with. But with the coming year, we've introduced what we call the claims project because we're wanting to break down specifically how we progress with the claim. For example, you might see which said the Northwest, for example, there are three rural claims, but you might find that if you were to break that down, you would have, for example, 10 or 15 claims projects within one claim that they have to deal with. So we are improving in terms of how we can make sure that we're able to define better how we deal with those. And I think those are the only questions that came to me, not understood. The one thing I think if I said that the specific one is for the specific issue to deal with. But otherwise there's no reason why individuals cannot education of our officers? Yes. Currently, we have officers mostly that are based in we also have district officers of the department that we also use to assist the commission. And we also agree that we are planning on expanding our footprint in solar energy in the rural area. And again, we spoke about the fact that we want to have those mobile lodgement units and communication units, those that are going to be used not just for lodgement, but for general access to our academic community. So there is that to make sure that we are more active.
Thank you.
She was just sending me pictures.
Answer the question, where is the man to say for his children?
This says, why people have, they do not understand the blah blah blah, we cannot wish them away. That's the problem away from that. He understands that there's something wrong with what they have, they call it, that they're coming up with. He says, what we have is like a thought out, a well thought out strategy that can then result in a policy that is coherent and materially reflective of what is happening in this world today. So it's not about the crisis in our hands at all. There's no crisis in our hands at all. Can you see?
Incredible.
Thank you, Honorable Minister.
I want to comment.
Why would you?
It's not responding. This is the problem. Chair,
no.
The minister is not responding to what I have asked. This is the problem.
You will have that opportunity. That is why we give you that opportunity. It should be not interruption. Just listen. If you're not satisfied, then you will raise your hand and be happy. I think we need to comply on giving you respect. Wait so that you get the information that you want. Do you want to take it up? Another person that has another one?
Thank you, Chair. To the minister, maybe we'll just go one by one. Can the minister answer this question? Where is the 4 billion going to come from to pay for the approved project? So this is, and these are all projects. The estimation is that the new pledge are going to be about 40,000. And the department itself went to trigger and asked for 180 billion rand. That makes sense. Now, we don't have anything close to that. So, making the plan to raid that money. Because we see there is a simple solution to this, and that requires political courage. But maybe you have the answer. Let's hear your answer. Mm-hmm. It is, because people are waiting and they've waited for too long. And a follow up question. I think we must go through one by one.
We must not forget that we're dealing with the another constitution in 2014. In other words, the issue of the new thing is going to be completed in the next annual report. But we need to not to forget that.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chair, and thanks to the Commissioner for the good attempt at responding to my question, also elevated by the Minister in terms of reaching out to former homeless areas. Peter Kanto of Akaza, Gulleboa, and not that we said my group there, so a valid example about the case that I know presented and highly satisfied going to the Minister and Commissioner. So why do we know research? You see, when we're dealing with another force, then I made a proposal earlier on, and my colleague was in said, then I'm proposing again up, and I said committee was adopted committee mode where the committee with the final change. There was in the sense that there's no time in general to deal with the protocol question, but therefore my worry is that we all are political activists and political members of political parties, and therefore when issues of a political nature go, probably also political responses, and ministers can have to do well in that regard, but I just wanted to add something small. So I think also to ministers, remember you want me to attack on ministers, and if there's no response, ministers will reflect as though that was a committee decision. Just to share that the Prime Minister said, indeed there is absolutely no crisis. I say in the last area, there is not in a crisis there. Our people are very happy there, but our people understand the challenges that they continue to face in the next 20 years, for the next coming 20 years. I don't have water. If I don't use water, check, I don't have water. In my 20 years in Chile, because I do not have water. I do not have water. I can't if I use water change. But I can tell you, both myself and my family were not brainwashed. We're very happy with progress that government has made. When I grew up, the car used to be parked somewhere kilometers away from home. So I'm not dreaming of a car which is in my place, my home, in the stroke as well, say, right there. Which is together with how much solution and government, by the way. And therefore, Chair, the understanding that there's good progress made in the past 20 years is a correct one. And as I say, you say, definitely from someone who comes from deep rural, where the city has never gone from, never go, you know, unlike in these rooms. Therefore, I wanted just to reflect that and say, the progress to which the minister has been done over the past 20 years, including on the emotive issue, the land issue, is quite satisfactory. And thank no government in the relative side now for even deciding to reopen. It does not follow that if you reopen, then you sit with a budget crisis, because government budget is over trillion in any single financial year. The directly started with about 200 million, but it has gone drastically to where it is. And we congratulate Minister that we avoided recession with 0.6% growth. My last point is clearly on appropriation, so that the commission doesn't get a recommendation as though it comes from committee. That the expropriation itself has got to be examined very scientifically. Very scientifically. A 6% party cannot propose and achieve with expropriation. It would need a 62% party to buy into that. Therefore, attitude of the 6% party would have to change drastically towards the 63% party in order to sell that idea. But if you were to sell it, probably issues about being so mechanical about historical, social, economic issues, we would have to come to the fore and debate a concept very well.
Chair, if I do not bother you, we can welcome within the committee a discussion paper on expropriation. That's our duty to come to you, not just in the sanitizers or what. A discussion paper, any of our colleagues can circulate a discussion paper on expropriation. What will be the mechanisms? This third generation, so-called Boer, on the day of expropriation, where must he sleep or where must she sleep, you know? Is he or she a South African or out there to step up to the sea, you know? I'm just saying, in short, I don't even want to go second. I'll just say, in short, discussion could be welcome on the concept and not just it being shown
like that, you know, so that the response to the issue can.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have a specific question to the question. Just to get a sense, what is or is there a time frame for what happens once you go to session 42B? I mean, I understand that you mean that there is an argument, the claim is being submitted. How long, what happens then? Because as I see documents have come before me by police complaining, there's been an argument in that package of documents that you get and signed off by the regional commissioner. We have agreed, we have settled this amount, so you must pay off. So I need to know what happens there, because there will be a follow-up question. Then on your slide on page 7, where you give a sense of the settled case, of course the largest chunk is with the case. But I wonder, with this financial compensation or what land transfer, what does this tell about? Because I'm interested in that. Are we giving people money or are we transferring land? And then we'll come back to the crisis which the only party that when we're going to take, it is going to take 121 years to resolve restitution claims, to go this kind of budgeting, the same kind of thing. I think that it is fair to say that the ruling party has given up on the land question. The minister or any of these esteemed people cannot tell us where 4 billion we know. The office of the Auditor General analysis tells us these are approved claims. We don't have that money. So we have to wait a little bit. We're going to wait for generations to get there.
Okay. So the question that you have asked by us, can link it with the answer. And also link that with the 9.9 million the restitution was done of the
finalized, because as long as
are very aware that we are going to be able, have to be able to define out of the 8,000 plus outstanding, which are the complex ones, which are the ones that are easy, and what we already done, and how much we will need for finance. But it seems to be, one thing is 42 years, it has been approved by the cabinet study. So when the cabinet study, as already mentioned, things like the minister has signed off and approved as a cabinet study. And at that point, then, we have to move to transfer the assets to the community or pay out financial compensation. The issue is then that we create a situation where we're not able to move the ministers from settlement to finalization. Would be the dynamics that were raised earlier, whether it's community sacraments, whether there are payments that we can find, or whether there are issues around the setting up of the CPA. And in those instances, for example, when the land has already been bought on behalf of the community, we then transfer to the state to hold pending commission resolving issues, whether it's about who sits on the committee, it's about who's a beneficiary and not a beneficiary. Those are the issues that usually create details between the administration. But otherwise, in instances, for example, you make reference to the Western Cape, a lot of those claims that are in the Western Cape are evident claims, and they are very small claims and very often family claims. So you find that then there's minimal issues around settlements within the families. And so you are able to move very swiftly from settlement to finalization immediately, because there are no issues. Whereas if it's a community claim, that consists of sometimes over 80 parts, and you have thousands of beneficiaries. You have issues around actually the setting up of the structures that is taking over the land, who is supposed to govern and who is not, and even at times who is the beneficiary and not the beneficiary. And in fact, at times when you are about to translate or finalize, you get the court entity, which is actually taken by the claimants themselves, quite to say that you cannot transfer because we have not received law for unfulfillment. And in that instance, we actually have a go back. Even when we get pressure from the current land owners who say you agree to buy, you sign an agreement to buy the land, and you represent by the land home depending those rules. So those are some of the issues that we would. And the water tape is mostly LNM10, and that's why I can say that she's got much in the water to use it with it, because they're registered to the office and the city. Like when we do the specific aid,
Chair, I understand that. But we're in the business of transferring land and answering the question. So then the largest angle of progress is in financial compensation. It's a problem. And we have not even discussed that. Just the two suggestions that you made. I want to second the proposal for the discussion on expropriation. And I'll be very happy to present the paper. And you can call even this university to do so. But I think the second thing is to call the commission again to deal with this financial compensation. So there's huge inconsistency that goes into what money will give black people when they opt for whatever reason for financial compensation. And the fact that we pay market related or market value for land when it is taken from white people, it is straightforward racism. This differential treatment cannot be justified. So we must look at the figures of how much money goes to the pockets of black people and how much money goes to the other fields. And then I take this opportunity. I have raised this matter previously with the minister, but I want to take this opportunity now in fact again with the chief commissioner here that I ask the question of Section 32D because there is a big complaint in the greater area in Mandrovi. They have their land, the settlement and everything from what they know in the business action. The problem is this. Those white people, the white owners, continue to simply leave the farms. No one then tells the community, actually you can take hold of your land. Other people are taking that land. No, and senior members of your party are implicated. So it's a matter that the minister must take seriously and also the commission to go follow up that particular case because we're going to raise that matter over and over again. They claim it that the community there has been fed. Their land is being taken by politicians because a settlement has been made. How come the white guys leave the land one morning and the community waiting, I think, one time, there's 2 years, this has happened. So let us give this a specific case. That's the attention.
Okay, we are also politicians, maybe.
Yeah. This is why I say yes, but it's associated. If he is right, the Kimberly, the seven citizens, or police, or citizens, in that way, the person is on this point. If he is right, we are resolving. It's a tendency playing problem. And the case of Dan and Kubalana is a very good problem. This is a base now, for a long time, they have not differentiated between how you deal with tenants and you deal with layers. Because remember, in order to have tenants, you have to remove people. That's what it is. Then you have people employed. So they have accumulated rights on the land. So when you then have people who claim that land because they were more, you only have to deal with this. Because you can't remove them without providing them with an incentive. All right. So I'm quite aware of that with this one. I have been there twice myself as a one of us.
Thank you very much.
They come back, no problem.
Rational benefit, rational in a sense which you catch in the department of misperception that people who are actually sure next to the left will be managed.
Thank you, Honorable
Members.
Thank you, Honorable Members. If
we can get this permission, I would say for that. But what have been claimed in our community is that they say we got some money because it's our name. We think we were expecting more money. They will say that in our case, it is not. So there's no money in this. If you bought 50,000 some time ago, which is what they do. We're dealing with things like this. But I want that information so we can make sure that it's not for the
thank you,
Honourable
Member. I want
to
urge you to make sure that if that issue on the ground, you must not wait for the nation. I think the office of the minister is open, the registration office is open, all the offices of government are open. So you can just let the phone or email get the response, then you provide the response to those people. But you must not wait for the nation.
Which is underscored by our comprehensive rural development program and also working relationship we have at national level with the Department of Agriculture and at provincial level as well, with all the provincial agriculture departments, and making sure that all our plans we do in terms of are aligned with the NP and with the plans of provinces and in the country. Our performance, in terms of the annual report, you'll know, will come out of our APT, where we set ourselves certain undertakings and targets. I'll go through these very quickly. We've already started, but just indicate to you, because we've spoken to our APT when we came and reported on a quarterly basis to the committee. Our budget expenditure, we spent 99.9% of our budget, underspending primarily due to the approvals that had originated that would not be translated to expenditure at the end of the financial year. We set up on the target of paying our invoices within 30 days, 151, so they all be achieved a target of 91%. And the primary reason for not achieving is attributed to the service providers that basically traded the change in name and the details. Sometimes their back details were not correct, and that led to a delay in actually the payment before we have to send the invoice back to them. In terms of external audit findings, by the aging 90% of those things are dealt with. Some of those things are dealt with over a 2-year period, or 3-year period, in terms of making sure that our internal control systems are corrected in the bearings there. When we deal with the vacancies in the department, you'll find we set up a target of 50% vacancy rates. We were unfortunately not able to achieve that target and had a vacancy rate at the end of the financial year of 18%. The reason given for the reason in terms of you will see that although we sold 1,413 plus, we had a high sort of turnover in that 710 employees of the same period in the extra high employees. They go for promotions and they go to the private sector. Some of the people retire and exit the system completely. So it impacts on the ability to actually keep all the posts full all the time. You also find that we're all competing in the same school professional limited skills because we have a diverse department that deals with infrastructure and the lawyers and the IT people. So we compete with everybody else. The percentage of the organization renewal plan actually achieved the alignment of our annual performance plan with the national department, the national development plan, was achieved and actually the invested because we embarked on a rigorous analysis of the NDP before we actually embarked upon the development of our ADP. When you go into the number pieces of legislation from Mr. Cabinet, six of them were, we aligned our legislative program with the system of public and parliamentary content because we're realizing that it's not properly aligned. So you'll find that we might, your policies and legislation will spread over 2-year period instead of a 1-year period. And then another policy from the cabinet, the 6.5.3, the draft distribution policy framework, and rural development policy framework, and the draft framework on communal land tenure and infrastructure. In terms of program 2, of geospatial and national program, the citizen spatial plan completed, we completed 41. The research report on the spatial development framework, we completed the draft. The variance is attributed to the refinement of the approach and methodology utilized. The development of the National Spatial Development Framework. This resulted in delays in the achievement of the project milestone. When we talk about the solution of the integrated National Spatial Information System design, then we've actually completed the design of the system. The average number of working days taken to first iteration for guidance, general plan, and sectional plan. We reported excellently. We found that the good quality of our consent submitted by land surveyors and municipality properties coupled with shortages of professionals are better than high number of time. The issues are present in three provinces, Mpumalanga, Eastern Cape, and Brazil in the south. We also fixed our problem package, the software package that would be utilized in the eastern tab. Then in terms of the e-cadastral, project that the department is rolling out, we set the target that is available and implemented, that was not achieved. The things that were completed in the financial year, the scan center certification has been completed. We had 2 months of scan bureaus, one in Platon and one in Madrid and Madrid, dealing with scanning of all the documentation from the hard copy format to the digital format. The business requirement specifications were completed for the ECDAS program in terms of NGMS and indeed. The quality criteria requirements and time finalization of key requirements using the revised processes and involvement with cost rules and management production line have also been introduced. The reasons for this, we also, I must have given some more list, but just in terms of the reasons for the business and the project not, is that the project levels could not be achieved by that due date because the owner who looked streams involved in the project did not meet the deadline. The procurement of our hardware was not achieved timely because of certain holdups in the future procurement of it. And then in terms of date setting, when you scan the data in, you have to make sure that you scan the best data in. That QA has also not been done properly, so we go through the whole process again. And then back to the end of the region, you can't get quality and indexing standards involved in the new work of that region. Because if that has been done properly, you will have problems in accessing the data. Then the number of people paying in geomatics, so that's part of the change. In terms of the rural development program, the number of the functional council of stakeholders, we overachieved in terms of that. The main reason was the descriptive program was extended to be implemented not only in the city decided on all wards, but also in addition to the regional projects. We go to the number of projects implemented through the AABMP program, the Animal Self-Management Program. That was also overachieved as a result of the requirement to support the 20 poorest citizens that are identified at that point in time. Then in terms of the number of hectares irrigated in the rural crop program, we underachieved it. We achieved challenges in terms of the implementation in the East Tech. And it resulted in us having to appoint new strategic partners. And then the second challenge was in the Northwest province, where the farmers did not agree on the divide. And then in KwaZulu-Natal, in terms of the measurement on the construction plan, what we were to measure. And it resulted in a shortfall there. They could account to the number of households producing their own food, we overachieved. The number of bulk infrastructure currently completed, the typical target of 8 million currently on the CH. The number of households with basic services infrastructure, we overachieved them. And we indicate why that was a problem in the Dingaman London village where the estimated number of homes to be supplied with from the atmospheric water generation in 2005. Then the number of public amenities that were completed overachieved there due to the provision of an additional 3 public amenities in the Northwest province where the department provided solar lighting for 3 additional schools to ensure that all schools receive same lighting updates and preparing for bodies. And then the number of ICT projects completed were overachieved is due to the rollout of the ICT Africa program in partnership with the 3SIR. And then the economic infrastructure project overachieved is due to 2 additional capital services to be implemented in 2017. People trained to improve rural license also overachieved. The additional stakeholders were brought on board to assist the rural enterprise and industrial development projects, and the support of all of these stakeholders provided training that was not necessarily planned or that included training for the council of stakeholders as well. The number of jobs we generated through rural development initiatives, 3,500 target achieved 5,044. The initial target rate in library facility for vaccination of the 8% number of jobs, and we shift to enterprise development more jobs were generated. The number of youth enrolled in the United Program, the National Rural Youth Corps, we set the target of 4,600, but only able to enroll in additional 1,805. And you'll see that the program has limitations in terms of placing the youth recruiting during 2010, both in further education training colleges and workplaces, which could not be absorbed as many youth volunteers, especially the availability of workplaces. Experiencing a number of problems where we are unable to find work that can take on board another issue. there's a number of useful tools in the United States generally in progress. Settles on target 4,600 of them that were already on program. We managed to send 1,270 PMAs to various skills development initiatives. The number of rural enterprises reported 453, although it is top target of 90. The initial target of that project was monetary value through implementation. It is clear that the enterprise support goes beyond monetary value and many offices with registration and other facilitation functions as well. The execution program, number of land claims settled, 270, target of 230. I think the Chief Land Claims Commission has explained in her presentation that as well. The number of claims finalized, 292, and target of 208. And we indicate the overachievement in terms of finalized claims in the Western Chain and Western Town. These officers were able to finalize the remaining claims in group claims, while the result was able to finalize the remaining claims in the 7th community claims. That was 30, and the Western Cape was able to finalize outstanding claims in terms of Fairmont, which is 6, in terms of the 3 that were listed there. Then we go to research and the opening of the new institution claims finalized. The report was completed to achieve the target again. And we also, number of land parcels confirmed as vetted, target 5.3 and 8.3 achieved. Target of the department that entered the process of focus on the departmental properties for vetting, and during the period under review, there were more properties which were already for vetting in the target of this year. In terms of number of acres of land actually acquired, we underachieved it. 311,917 acres acquired, we acquired 100. As a combined, and the reason being is that the combined impact purchasing going concern was added for a gain cost in the ratio of an average cost of land. The land size results in next time to purchase, so that the average cost of acquiring a going concern is 3,758 British, as opposed to the average cost of land vacant land being 3,756. Then we go into the number of farms, newly placed under Vita. And the drop in both that and the target will be indicated below that of existing homes under decapitalization, as a result of the department that is to reprioritize this budget, and here we will talk more to that as a result of why we have to do that. The number of labor tenants applications settled over the chief, where the Malanga we target city, but after acquisition of the farm and the physical verification was covered, there were 40 labor tents on each farm on the factory from the top, and it's just far from the Malanga. 12 of these labor tents are now getting 50 cases in and 48 labor tents. 8% of Malanga is after this and overachieving that target. The percentage of reported eviction cases is resolved, underachievement, 100% for the target, we underachieved at 46%. The cases we are in are actually quite complex and depend on the court process for final resolution. And that process, such as the court process, is that actually follow these things, tend to take some time and is outside of the control of the department. In addition, we found that a number of the complaints of the lodgement of the cases, we are unable to trace immediately and then embark upon a process of actually trying to help tracing them. Then the percentage of reported land bank cases that refers to the land bank management facility, that was achieved. Number of job dates and land reform projects, we overachieved there. 1,446 targets, we actually were able to have 2,484 targets in the last financial year. And then the number of farms that were changed, again, we overachieved 628 of the target, 1,252. We were able to. In terms of future performance, the requested information, just in terms of alignment for the NDP chairperson and the NTSS, we're looking at improved land administration and special planning for integrated development in rural areas, and as indicated, I think as the minister alluded to that in his comments, the alignment between local government, the provincial government, and national departments, especially agriculture and ourselves, when it comes to improved land administration, special planning for integrated development in rural areas. Sustainable landform, contributing to the air transformation again, the unique operation being critical to that, improved food security, small other producers' development and support for the air transformation, increased department is to improve access to services. Strategic objectives you'll see in strategic plan is improve access to services in rural areas by coordinating providing interface infrastructure by 2019 and to provide comprehensive farm development support to smallholder farmers and land reform beneficiaries for getting up by 2019 so you can see the alignment. In terms of the manifesto objectives, continue to improve the tenure security and administration of people living in communal areas with emphasis on women's tenure security. You'll see our strategic goal is to improve land administration for integrated and sustainable growth development. And then in terms of the strategic objective, function systems and institutional relations for tenure and land administration to enable the various reforms in all provinces of the if we go to strengthen support for cooperatives in marketing and supply facilities to enable small scale producers to enter formal value chains. You'll see our strategic goal is to have stable rural enterprise and industries. In the NTSF, the priority is growth of sustainable rural enterprise and industries patronized by strong rural urban linkages, increased investment in agro-processing, trade development and access to markets and financial services developed in the rural population. And our objective is to facilitate the development of 255 rural enterprises and industries and industries in areas of economic development potential. Expand the food for all program as part of the national integrated food and nutrition policy and ensure and distribution affordable and essential food supply directly to the community. The NTSS talks about improved food security and talks about promote sustainable rural livelihoods. Our objective is to provide for the rural community and all rural systems to enable them to improve their livelihoods by 2019. And as I said earlier on, our cooperation with agriculture is quite strong and they will lead the initiative. And then in terms of accelerated the settlement of main land claims for the conflict of 1998, sustainable land form, strategic objectives, facilitate restoration rights, and equitable use by 2019. Reopen the series of developments, NTSS, sustainable land form, restoration of rights, facilitate the reopening and finalization of the development of sustainable. We go to codify the exceptions of the 1913 public data or the descendants of the point plan and identify the heritage sites and use historical landmarks. You'll see the alignment as well then. The capital project, in the provinces we've listed the number of projects that we have concluded in 2013, 2014, and then the projected projects that we have for the 2014, 2015 financial that we're currently involved in as well. As directed, I won't mention detail in terms of numbers of we requested to indicate our employment equity figures. Our workforce profile is indicated in terms of race and gender. We have a total of 5,591 people employed in the reporting period, 2,955 females, and 2,356 males. Our target that we have fixed in terms of African was 75, we have 81%. In terms of college, 11%. In terms of the target, we have 7%. In terms of Indian, the target was 3%. And we have 2%. And in terms of white, we target 11%, we have 10%. In terms of workforce, the job persons, we have persons with disabilities. The total persons with disabilities in our employees is 94. In terms of the racial groups that are broken down, I'm not going to go into detail with that as well. And then the workforce profile in terms of the relation to persons with disabilities is typical of the target. The actual figure being 1.6% rounded of the country to present in terms of persons with disabilities. So we reasonably on target, but we want to make the 1.6% in terms of the way forward, we're working on a new five-year plan for 2019 that has been developed and consulted with all the relevant stakeholders with the aim of ensuring equitable representation of all races within the department. The department has set its new targets in line with the national economically active population data for statistics that was provided by SFA. Then we go on to financial misconduct. We had financial misconduct of cases where there's a tangible amount that is recoverable from people. If found guilty, the employee's assets may also be attached when a late misconduct has surfaced and internal disciplinary is actually instituted. Again, the official as well as an external services, you are obligated to register as a South African Police Services against sexual misconduct. And in all cases, we do that. The aim is always to have lost recovered, even if the employee is lying to do that soon after that. During the reporting period, we had 14 cases that were concluded. 7 other cases were also instituted but not concluded for the results of 51 and that is not cases. In the 14 cases, 2 of those accused lying before the matter was concluded, 1 was actually acquitted, but the criminal case is still ongoing because they have no control over, and 11 of the persons were found guilty of. The 7 persons found guilty, 4 were dismissed, the rest were given final written warnings, suspensions, suspensions without pay in some instances, and depending on the severity and amount of my administrative loss during the process. In all cases, the accused are guilty, but not dismissed, the recovery process is actually the case of recovery. We were requested to indicate the support of the defendant from the trust, the ID, and we indicate that I was supporting them. And that's ongoing. Monday we will also be meeting them in terms of development of the strategic plan for the next 5 years, where the team of departments will be after them in terms of their policies, the development of their policies, and also to them with the presentation that is in the plan committee and the composition of their annual report. There will be a team of the department that works with them in that field. And I think Trevor, that's the introduction.
Thank you very much for the presentation, Member. In addition to this, we want to reach the financial targets.
the institution of late marriage arrangement, it provides for our members the reopening of lawsuits of restitution claims for a period of 5 years by those who missed the deadline of the 27th criminalization of the lawsuit of a fraudulent claims and the recreation of the appointments, chair of office, remuneration and the terms and conditions of service of the case of the land claims court. Whereas the property valuation will provide a matter for the establishment of the office of the valuer general, the appointment power and functions of the valuer general, and the development of criteria and procedures in the valuation of properties identified for land court. As a significant event that happened and has taken place during the year, the 2013 marked the centenary of the 1918 land tax. The department commemorated the centenary by hosting workshops, dialogues, and exhibitions throughout the country. During this year, and I will be as well, the department concluded South Africa's first comprehensive statement audit. This audit revealed that 14% of South African land is owned by the state, whereas 99% is in private hands in the form of individuals, corporate and trusts. The remaining 8% is land by the citizen service, but not registered in the district. Federal work needs to be done on the full land audit with a increasing system and ownership in terms of nationality on the private view also 9% of the land. Policy and act legislation will be finalized with the 2014 financial aid in this regard. Major progress that were undertaken in this year is that we commenced with the construction of the first of each youth house in Beaufort West. This youth house will provide facilities such as a gymnasium, swimming pool, further education and training college, and a community hall. The construction of the Ugositalibunga Mandela Bridge and access road between the village and the entry turnoff in the King Habata Dalisha local municipality in the linkage was concluded and was completed. And funding for this project was in collaboration between the UK provincial government and our department. Expenditure for the year has amounted to 9.4 billion pounds, presenting 99.9% of the final appropriation content to the 8.9%. Representing 99.4% of the final appropriation in the 2012-13 financial year. This reflects increased spending of 0.5% or 534 million rand in terms of improvement between those 2 years. The capacity constraints that we had, the department has undergone numerous realignments of its organizational structure since its inception in 2009. As it responds both to the amount of its money and service delivery to approximately 2 million people who live in the program. The department is required to give direction to all the spheres of government and creditors who function in the space. The ability to attract and retain employees with the requisite skills and competencies that are activated by the push and pull effect of the labor market as the country develops. Increasing all employees are finding themselves competing for limited, or employers rather, are finding themselves competing for limited skills in the market, as Mr. Southgate had said. The initiatives of the HR Development Council of South Africa in addressing the problem might resonance to rules of the department through the allocation of veterans to grow the skills pool, pools in certain occupational categories, as we have seen with the development of survey as one of the sectors. The vacancy rate of the department remains unsatisfactorily high despite considered attempts to reduce it. In addition to the above, the movement of staff both internally and within the wider public service currently negates a high number of post sales. This is because in fact the equivalent of 50% of posts that were post sales were vacated over the period last year. In order to improve efficiency in the department, the department is also constantly reviewing the workflow and streamlining work so as to optimize the use of all its resources. To this end, we embarked upon a project to split the land reform and administration branch into the branch land redistribution and development and the branch land center and administration. I must just mention that we will retain the program that I think is program fund that we call land reform. But the program will then be made up of two sub programs called land redistribution and development and land center and administration, both at branch level and by being subprograms of the land reform program. The branch land redistribution and development is responsible for land acquisition and strategic institutional partnerships, plus financial management services, strategic support to farmers and cooperatives, land reform program support and service delivery coordination, and recapitalization and development services at regional and district levels. Whereas land tenure and administration is responsible for the development of tenure reform and land rights policies, procedures and products, property management advisory and functional support at regional and district level, support and service delivery coordination services, and implement tenure reform and land rights programs at regional and district level. While the structure has been approved, the funding of the additional goes to give effect to the microstructure in the range it needs to be provided. Finally, the department invests in aging and now out of date as infrastructure, which is in need of being replaced with new technologies in order to both develop and deliver at both the rural and metro interface of our country. They are to do so in place at Christian Children's Achievement of Kids Level of Risk. We are now getting to the portion that I dealt with is the portion that is standard in all the department's financial statements. It forms part of the actual financial as the report of the accounting officer. I now go into the financial statement and I start with the public entity and trading accounts that were funded by the department during this period. In going up trust borders school their heads, we know what it does. We transferred 14 and a half million rights to Goya Transport, and the funds were transferred to the Institute for Development and the Institute for Regional Expenditure. We also have the registration of this trading account. We transferred 241,741,000, and the work is the registration of title deeds in order to ensure the security of tenure. Achievements of the public entity, the funds transferred to the entity were utilized to augment the entity's operational expenditure. It further funded work towards the development of the e-cadastre. When Mr. Southgate spoke here and he spoke about the performance of infrastructure for e-cadastre, I think 153 million was about that. The agricultural land holding account will transfer 1.6 billion rand, and the funds will transfer to the entity to fund the protective acquisition of the physically located agricultural land. The agricultural land holding account was established in terms of the provision of Land and Assistance Act, Act number 126 of 1993. We routinely report about ALGA in this context. In terms of expenditure per program, in 2012-13, the final appropriation for the department was 8.9 billion rand. In 2013-14, the final appropriation was 9.4 billion rand. Each of those of our programs performed in the following manner. In 2012-13, administration spent 1.1 billion. And it did not spend 3.8 million rand. Actual expenditure was 1.1 billion rand. In the year under review, we spent in administration 1.267 billion as opposed to the final appropriation of 1.268 billion rand. The special and cadastral services had a budget of 560 million in 2013. And they spent 538 million, leaving behind 2.5 million. In the year under review, they have spent 785 million of the 787 million that were allocated, leaving behind 1.2 million grants. Grant development has is 1.086 billion as their final appropriation, and they spent 1.075 billion behind 10.6 million grants in 2013. Whereas in 2013-14, they had a final appropriation of 1.704 billion and spent 1.701 billion grants. Restitution had 2.885 billion in 2013 and spent 2.865 billion grants, leaving behind 20 million grants. In 2013-14, the allocation was 2.836 billion and the expenditure was 2.836 billion, leaving behind 148,000 grants. Land reform had 3.343 billion in 2013. They spent 3.326 billion in Atropic and left well up to 74 million. And in the year under review, their budget was 2.862 billion and they spent the whole amount, leaving about 24,000 grants. This slide shows the progress that has been made in terms of expenditure within the department. We accept that point to simply emphasize the fact that whatever we spent 9.4% of the budget last year, at the end of last year we spent 9.9% of the budget, even though there was some growth in our budget. We will go now to the transfer payments to the public entities. When we show that we transferred money to the Independent Development Trust, the purpose was for food security program, and we did comply with Section 381J of the PSMA. I'm just giving the committee here the considerations, the purpose. One of the considerations, obviously, compliance with the TSMA, and we are giving you all the outcomes. Let's say, when we transfer money to these entities, we will do so in line with the law. And this, like I say, these are the detailed outcomes. Of the 69.4 million that went to the IDT, 66 million was spent. And we complied with the Section 381J of the TSMA. The project was still in progress at year end, hence there was money that was lying unspent. In the second column of this slide is the purpose for which the funds were used. And in most instances, it's quite lengthy. I will then skip that question and talk to them. Development Bank of Southern Africa, we complied with Section 381J. We transferred to 5.6 million and the expenditure was also 5.6 million. Khuzkadak Trust, we complied. We transferred 1.5 million and the full 1.5 million was spent. For the South African Council of Finance, we sent them 2.8 million and they spent 2.8 million. National Agri Marketing Council, 9.5 million to the state as well. National Wool Growers Association of South Africa, we sent them 11.9 million and the amount that was spent was 10.6 million. The Agri Business in Sustainable Natural Plants, 7.5 million and the full amount was spent. EMI Centering Association for the Blind, 993,000 and 993,000 was spent. Igafen Health Help Association for the Blind, a million grant and a million grant was spent. Agricultural Research Council, 131.6 million and they spent 129.4 million grants. The CSIR, 8.8 million and they spent 61.9 million. On the slide that you have, most of the committee represents the one sighting error on the CSIR, you see it is different what you see on the board from what you see in the document. I corrected the area. human sciences and research council, 3.48 million, and they spent 15 amounts. Resentech, local and expired, 7.1 million, they spent 7.1 million. And the Malang Lab Regional Training Trust, 1.1 million, and they spent 1.97. Report now on the regular student and wasteful expenditure that we discussed in the annual financial statement. Incidents of food level wasteful expenditures have declined by 84% from 35.678 million to 5.417 million from the previous year, which indicates that the department is improving on its internal controls as the reduction is attributable to a more rigorous overseeing of non-compliance by various compliance committees. Part of the reason why we are seeing the improvement in the cases of food debt and wasteful expenditure is the introduction of better controls in the restitution space, where the commitments that are being made for the department and on behalf of the department are controlled, and the delegation to make us commitment is better control. You would have heard members of the committee when the Chief Justice Commissioner spoke about the 50 million rand delegation that she now has for the minister on the settlement of claims. It's one of the areas where the department over time, since about 2009, centralized the authority to bind the department into transactions in the restitution space, because in the past we have problems where we may be over exposed on the commitment that has been made, and we have had to pay interest in instances where we did not make payments on time. So as time goes on and the processes of the quality control committee as well of the department improve, we are seeing this decline in the wasteful expenditure of the practice. Despite these gains in our wasteful expenditure, the department has regrettably incurred an increased irregular expenditure from 5.6 million in 2013 to 12.6 million in 2013-14, mainly attributable to two transactions. That were big transactions that we declared as irregular expenditure. The question then is, what happens once we would have this irregular professional expenditure? What the department has done is to create a finance compliance committee that looks at the fruitless, irregular, and wasteful expenditure cases. It does an initial investigation by way of receiving representation by those who have committed that type of expenditure, and it makes recommendations to the accounting officer. The recommendations that can be made to the accounting officer vary usually from condonement in line with the PSLA and the trade regulations, where an accounting officer may listen to a case, may then conclude that they accept the circumstances that surrounded us incurring this type of expenditure. It goes on to proposing that final written warnings be given to officials so that we correct their behavior. It may propose training where training has been identified as the gap, and it may propose that disciplinary action be taken against those who committed that type of expenditure. In the report that Mr. Southgate took the committee through, it is harsh cases that he was talking to when he spoke about the financial misconduct cases. The one that he spoke to relates to the years before 2013-14, and for 2013-14, the Finance Compliance Committee has concluded its work and is about to make a recommendation to the Director General. And I do know already that in that recommendation, there are instances where they are proposing that through labor relations, we go through a disciplinary process. And they want this to be emphasized as well, that this is one area that is being left by the oversight is being played by the Deputy Minister Mashiko Dlamini, to ensure that performance of the Finance Compliance Committee around these matters is you know, controlled and it is monitored. And we also, when we have cases of this nature and when we do finalize matters in terms of land condemnation or from processes, particular type of processes, we report ourselves to the National Treasury, and we also expose the positive to the work that we're doing. The report of the Auditor General. We were audited and we received the audit report issued by the AGSA on the 31st of July, and the department has received an unqualified audit opinion. This is the second year in a row that the department is receiving an unqualified audit opinion after a couple of years when we were struggling with the immovable assets register. So we're glad that we have again received an unqualified audit opinion. However, there were matters of emphasis that were contained in the report of the auditor. The matters were not just as a result of audit findings, but as disclosed upfront by the department in the notes to the AFS, in most of the cases. The agency did necessary to bring these matters to the attention of the users of the AFS, and the emphasis was on claims instituted against the department amounting to 2.3 million rand. These claims are subject to the outcome of legal proceedings, as a result, no provision for any liability, interest, and legal costs have been made in the financial statements of the department. The department has had the possible liability towards payments in terms of the Restitution of Land Rights Act 1994. The total amount of claims verified and en route for approval in terms of Section 42 of this Act amounts to approximately 329 million rand, for which, once approved by the Minister, to increase the commitment amount that is disclosed in Note 3.1 of the AFS. It's a matter of emphasis, it's a matter that we have said to the AG, it is based on a rights-based system that we are running in the department. We will forever have instances where we will close the books while section of the Section 42D submissions are still in route, either to the Minister or to the CFCC. And in such instances, it's true that our commitment may increase depending on whether the CFCC signs off on the Section 42D or the Minister signs off on the Section 42D. So I think it's a paragraph that is likely to remain. The AG in our discussions, they have acknowledged that would remain the case. The department has a possible obligation to pay municipal rates on properties of the department. The municipalities pay legal rates on properties within their areas in accordance with their rates policies for current and prior years. The accumulated outcome cannot be presently determined and not provision for any liabilities in respect of municipal rates that may result has been made in the annual financial statement. This is a measure that is receiving attention at corporate level, and maybe the GG will explain a little bit what corporate is trying to do with regards to the issue of rents and taxes. Other important matters were reported by the AG, and the department has already developed management action plans in order to address these matters. We have For all the issues that were raised in the management report, what used to be called the management letter, which is the manner in which the AG communicates formally in a detailed form the findings. We all those issues that have been raised, we do have plans for them, and we are able to share those plans with the committee. The plans are monitored monthly by management, and progress is reported to the post committee for oversight. The department remains committed to maintaining the qualified audit opinion that it has received and we will continue to implement measures to achieve and assign to. That is the summary of findings. In the department, we had 80, in ALHA, we had 11, and in Z, we had 27. We had 48, which were new in the department, 6 in ALHA, 15 in Z, we had 32 that were routine, and 5 in ALHA, and 5 in Z. And in progress, 78 in the department, ALHA, 4 in Z, 10 were closed, 2 in the department, and 17 in Z. The approach that the department has taken, as the minister mentioned earlier on, is to deal with the issue of resolution of AG issues on a project basis. And we've got a number of projects that are running at the moment. I will share with the committee as I go along one such project that we are running with ALHA, as well as the landform branch itself, which is meant to deal with these findings. The general recommendations that the AG made, I don't know if the AG did share these with you in the morning, and if that is the case, I will simply say what we are doing as a department and not what I will go into detail. Okay. On one of the vacancies, the position of the CFO, I do know that interviews are taking place next week, so we are close to having a CFO permanent. Preparation of annual financial statements. Here, the AG chair, we had the discussion that after we had done the financial statement, the AG raised concerns about how we classify certain expenditures. One such expenditure was on NASIC, where the standards that we pay to NASIC were classified under compensation and employees. And AG rightly said, it's the money that you pay to NASIC is not recruited. As a result, it does not fit the definition of compensation of employees, because NASIC are not employees. We then agreed with the AG, but we then called the National Treasurer to the meeting, because the classification of expenditure is not something that the department decides. It is determined by the Standard Chartered Accounts, for instance, in the Treasury. Treasury accepted that it is them who said we need to classify it as such. So we had to do general to move it out of the usual compensation of employees and put it under households. We also had difficulties with the classification of expenditure on rural infrastructure development. And we had been doing it in that manner since 2009 when the department started. And this time around, AG then raised issues about it. There is one other major expenditure that we had to reverse in terms of using general. This and some important housekeeping lapses is what led to the AG saying the preparation of annual financial statement is one area that we need to deal with. So as a department, what we are doing is to get in touch with students down at the support unit so that we adhere as to what is the manner in which we are classifying is in agreement with the AG. We have also asked the AG, because the AG as we speak now, they are busy with the planning for the interim audit. We have committed to the interim financial statement, and they are going to do an interim audit, and we are asking them to look at the classification at this point, so that we don't have issues at the end when we do the financial statement. Over and above that, for the housekeeping issues that I raised, we were strengthening the reconciliation that we do on a monthly basis to ensure that we classify expenditure correctly. Project management on BOG. On BOG, this is one area where we had to of BOG, the balance of grants. The balance of grants is from the area land reform programs, like LRAC, you have to help me with LRAC, economic development and other, that's what they did for. They have balances, the fisheries would have balances that are remaining for the development of the land that government would have procured for them. So we're running that system and we did pick up some deficiencies and they related by and large to level of standardization in how we deal with the balance of grants in the face of the new program that we have, which is capitalization and development. So we have, I think, about a month ago set with the plus the department as well as the department represented by the land reform branch or the land redistribution and development branch, and we have developed standard operation procedures, we have allocated responsibilities throughout the department, and we have done workflows so that we are clear on how we deal with the balance of grants. Control of performance reporting, you would have seen in the AG report that on performance reporting, they are showing an improvement in the department. Members of the committee would note that in the last financial year, we had a complete disclaimer on our on performance information. The AG had said the question is reliability and the question is accuracy. But this year, we are sitting at a point where they are happy with the reliability, they are happy with the usefulness of the information. So as Ms. Southgate was presenting outcomes on performance, those outcomes are audited and accepted by the AG. However, there were still a few lapses where we did not submit, I think, one of the quarterly reports on time. There are certain things that they have brought to our attention that we need to improve in order to get to a higher point of control on performance support. And I don't know that the public is still in place. On immovable assets, here they are just cautioning that the guide that we were using to report on immovable assets was an interim arrangement from the National Treasury. This guide is not a guide that is written for the Department of Development and Local Reform only. It's written for all infrastructure departments, including public works. We are part of the task team that is continuously refining that guide. We have our colleagues in the Central Administration Branch who run state land. They are very much part. So here, it's just questioning that we should liaise on a more regular basis with the National Treasury and by doing so. On ALHA, renewal of leases, I will not go into too much detail. It is one of the areas that was part of the work that I said we were doing, where we were produced and standard operating procedures and irrigation of water as well as processes on the renewal of these agreements. And on the impairment of receivables, this is where we were not able to report on time with regards to the money that has been advanced to the strategic partners and beneficiaries of the CAP. Whereas they were supposed to report within 90 days, that there were instances where they were not able to do so. So that one too is one of those that I said was part of the project that we have done to guide the department on how to do it. Impairment of trade receivables, they said we need to take appropriate action against not paying data or consider to write them offices where we've got leases in place. And it's also a matter that we dealt with in that project that I spoke about, as well as identification of beneficiaries for recap, as well as under control related to farm. So all the five specific areas on ALHA that were raised by the AG, those are the things that I'm referring to. On e-cadastre, they raised the issue on planned requirements, that we should plan the requirement better, and also we must ensure that the work is planned that we have with IJIMA for the future and as a result of oversight of this case is completed.
that way it's ongoing. The DG is sending an executive steel complex overseeing that, and there is a frame that the DG uses to reposition the Ikadasa for success. That work is ongoing on Ikadasa and as well as on the work that's been on the scheme, on the agreement that we've got with Kijima. By and large, we are reporting to a committee that we are dealing with the findings of the AG. We've got specific plans against each one of those, and broadly also on the general recommendations that have been done by the AG. Just in closing, the AG's approach since last year and probably also the year before has been on constant interaction with them. They have been quite available. Even the work that we did on this control on performance reporting that I've shared with the committee earlier on is work that was assisted by and large by the AG. Helping out on the crafting of targets and so on. So we are quite on top of it. On the statement of financial performance, statement of financial position, and the notes thereto for all the three sets of financial statements, if there are questions, we will take them directly from the documents themselves.
Against many other state departments, some of whom have been in existence for longer than 5 years, considering that this department was established in 2009. So there is a lot of work to be done, but I think there's a lot of improvement that has been made. And pre-audit is becoming a dream that is realized. The acting CFO made reference to the quantitative liability that the AG referred to of vacant taxes, for which we have not made a provision. This is a big government-wide program. I think when we reported earlier on, when Mr. Saudi reported earlier on, we mentioned that we completed the land audit, which found that 40% of the land in South Africa is owned by the state. There's a current price tag in the form of debt across all spheres of government for about 4.2 billion rand that is owed by the various government departments. So the Forum of South African Directors General has to direct together a task team to find a way of responding to this particular challenge. In the case of some of the departments, if you were to take this debt into account, their money would have to come into a complete stop. If they were to pay. So there is a team of DGs who will report to government on how this debt needs to be checked across government. Thank you.
Another question?
That the part 0.1
1% could mean up to as much as $5 million, but overall, say, if our department spends like this, to which Minister and GC, so much to really laugh and rise home about and show the point that the government is present here to work. I know many departments and entities just have to challenge this. Chair, it's by way of the comment and encouragement to the department, and also to commend the continued unqualified outcomes. You know, it's again a virtue, it's not and hard work. Like GC says, if I just start what he says, just a 5-year-old department to be nicely towering and unqualified for consecutive years in that person, consecutive years in that person, it's again a good outcome. I do not know, sir, I was just checking. But of the recommendation issued when I was interacting with Gillian Brain, with Mr. Southgate, the DG, I always remember the Southgate more than Southgate. Because I was raising some issues, it was like this document is going to be withdrawn and really brought back with those documents. I found my one in my desk, I don't know where. Well, you got one. Yeah. So the last one point I wanted to raise, check out this case is withdrawn, like how promised. But if it's on, then I'll look on this one. Chair, the vacancy rate, you see, things are over prepared, and I don't know if you think that. The vacancy rate seems to be. It should be increasing over here, but in the town it's about 18% now. The promise is over 5 million documents. Sometimes you say statement problems. I know it's for the other annual report you read, but yeah, I only read one. So in the town it's 18%, that we can prevent you for. It's quite a position, Honourable Minister. Quite an issue I'm inviting your comments on, in case I missed that, because it shouldn't be, some of those will be critical, you know. Then it's still on somewhat HR issues. The linear regime of the 2% target, I don't know why, across finance here, but half the sector of the government, anything. 2% for disabled persons is actually a huge challenge in my political life over the past 11 years or so in formal government. Here is like people don't disclose that they are disabled and all sorts of things. And one would have argued historically that why don't you go to their organization, the GPSA, what and say, please, we are earmarking posts for affirmation of the disabled persons, please. You know, so 2% honorable minister as well for the political charity in a sense. It's a good thing to write home about, but it's not really 2%, it's 2% when you round off. It is 1.6%. So the 0.4 could translate to 50 positions to be occupied by the disabled person in that position. Then I don't think allow the minister to take your level. Which department, if you talk health, there is a cost in health, direct cost that would be in health investment or medical services, agriculture, whatnot, almost like the tourism and so on. Whether with the emphasis from the main party, they had the full urban conference, and even has been started to begin to move into the space of tertiary institutions to tell them about the need for an appropriate qualification that will talk to this very fundamental portfolio according to Bulubar and the general context of rural development and model, if you like, Minister, model a qualification, you know. You could have such things as land management, as the nature for such a, you know, rural development itself, and as the academia could nicely tailor make in so that
you resolve issues of, for instance, the sub question of narrative. What is it that the narrative activist or trader comes out to? You know, how does it find its way to the mainstream? Honorable Chair, I was raising a number of issues because my conscience is only because I give an apology. I'm asking conducting moral lecture in one municipality or assembly tomorrow. So at some point, the youth are going to the night and the youth are going to the night. I never thought it was right. Thank you so much. So I don't know if it's fair or for our question.
Thank you. Maybe
welcome the presentation, but I believe the ICD must teach you about English or how to pay contracts as you take it in my subject. We're not concerned. We last time said you must teach ICD how to present or how to do presentation, but not this time we're going on the ICD to assist the partner. How do they achieve with Baratal in the teachers? Real concern. It has been raised for some time. So on human resources, I think we should have had such here, and one thing that I wanted to find out, why people are leaving the department, or how to retain your staff, so to say. And it's not about the budget that is reduced 99.94% to service delivery. Because when you check, your service delivery is 2.25, which is you use the money, but actually on the outside is less. The budget is reduced, but the service delivery part is less. I believe when you use that, the money is needed for the channel, whatever the company is now. I'm concerned. I wanted to find out, does the department have criteria, or how do they create their month-to-month expenditure? This has been in the quarterly session regarding the budget plans. Because it seems there's too much managed in the association. Because when you select on month-to-month to achieve them, this has been even when you select on quarterly, the outcome must be okay. I remember last time you presented the 25% to say, no, it's fine, I had 25% on month-to-month. But when you get the whole total year, which is you don't perform that. Now I believe what you must improve on all the tracking system, especially on the action plan, the department. Chair, I think I'm done.
Thanks, Chair.
Chair.
No, no, I just want to find that fine. There's a one large frame question, and that is, there has been a commitment since 1994, this commitment has been brought over, which is the target of the 30% of the land, which then all the work of the department is contributing towards achieving that particular target. Now, the question I'm asking is very simple. Has this target been abandoned? If it has been abandoned, then what are we measuring when we deal with the question of land redistribution? And I mean, that takes you to a second point, which is, what is the mandate of this department? We do many, many good things, which have got nothing to do with land. I mean, listening to the law, inspections report, we have achieved this, but we have to do land. This is the problem. This department's main mandate is to redistribute lands. And in fact, if you were to give fair advice, we would say, drop on every other thing, like this NGO things you are doing, 2,000 jobs there, some, no, leave that thing to the Department of Agriculture and other people. Do one thing alone. Land. Because it is nice to do this small other thing which is 11. Now we hear 2,000 jobs and of course the ruling party comes here attracting this great work. Even this thing, you know how nice it will be. We also want to celebrate. You know, you think we want to celebrate. You know how nice it will be if this thing audit. What is it to? We have achieved 30% of the land and this thing audit relates to that question. Not saying all for what? For a few, I don't know, little gardens of people, you know, in some rural area. No, no, no. They have to be comprehensive. 2,000 jobs. We need millions of jobs. If you want to give the issue of poverty, and that is, comes back to the question of land distribution. I mean, if I'm saying to you, let's do one thing, but I think we have abandoned that one thing, therefore we do all these other things. This has got nothing to do with achieving the land question. So that is the first question. Then And maybe that's really the supporting proposition. If you take the report that every time the question of land had courage, either it was not the people very bad. Even these little targets that we make for ourselves. So what we said is that we still don't have an instrument to reduce land. We go in with this one distribution is daily, literally. You go to my people and say, please, 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 we will buy this land. Then they don't do it. That is why, that is the only explanation for why all the times when some land will be accessed, will fail, and will fail quite dismally because of those numbers. The target, this small target will set ourselves. So, unfortunately, we have to come back to this question. How are we going to get this land? I'm not going to tell you what to do because you don't like hearing that. Next year is more plan then. You represent the white land that you take. The question of recapitalization. You know, this attack on the land redistribution project by reactionaries and others is that why do you give people land because they say. So this is used to undermine the project of land reform. We have to do serious intervention to make sure that people when they get land, they actually contribute. Now we see here, we say it also here, that page 29, you look at the target out, and I mean, I don't even know what the total number of projects that needed intervention is. But we are not achieving 50% of those interventions. We have a massive crisis in our hands here. Where the people have received land, we are failing to assist them. Where we don't have a process to get them. Why are you doing that? Okay, no, I'll stop there.
Yes, thank you very much. What are the time is in it? Another 2 minutes.
We really have a very long way to go. Even after reaching the destination, we still feel that there's a change. We still need to talk too much more. Even after we reach the destination, people still couldn't give us. I don't know if people would have heard. But this department very portfolio, we are land and rural development. And land and rural development is not only about land transfer. There are lots of other things related to land. And I think Chairperson, what we need to do is I think we need to have a situation where we sit and say, what does this thing mean? What is in the struggles? What are we dealing with? Because I think we seem to miss the boat there. Thank you.
one thing that I like about what you said is that they actually deserve certain posts. These person, this person is only before the first person. And then I should put, I think the target is the winner, but I think we should go beyond that. And I think it's a command that come up and turn the patient. But I think they can achieve more. With regard to the reasons why people are leaving the department, we do have reasons, but I think what we want to do is formalize the exit process so that we can understand why actually people are leaving. A lot of people don't want to talk to us, but what we can do is put maintenance in touch with the agreements in writing or online so that we can analyze. And coupled with that, what we do now is working on sort of the retention capacity. But coupled with that is that we need to start attacking people who want to come to work in the organization. So the minister has actually mandated that we can replace the human resource development strategy. And I've got a team of people working on that. I just want to touch on the holistic question that was raised in terms of that it's totally different figures. The 1,260 are the number of people already in the program that have gone through development initiatives. And the other figure, 1,805, are the new persons who came into the program last year. And then there was the other question about the training that they provided. What we have done is formalize, make sure that all the training provided is actually accredited now. That when they do exit the program, they can use whatever training towards a formal qualification beyond the management program. I think that covered all my questions.
Yes. On the issue of the classification of learnerships, the trigger skills has been classified as a post-position of the 2 years, but there's a special category for it, which is for learnerships or stroke intensives. They get the right of program with that. On the question of Bachelor of Process of Reducing, yes, in fact, I think I do know that the target is for a complete clean sheet so that we don't have matters of the process, we don't have parameters, we get in there, we accept that on our model. Yes, and also dealing with the findings and managing consequences with the customers. We recognize the data that it is much more. And yes, we accept upfront that it's rather heavy to know our hearts that we've moved from where we were, which was lower to more than 5, what we had from 5 to 12 million. And like I said, with the FCC concept that is now institutionalized in the first place, we bring the measures to a local community so that we realize the staff that they are good spaces for issues like that. I think that's what is important for this. Oh, payment we will accept that we interact with our colleagues at we do know that they've got a lot of leeway in terms of their financial systems. Remember, A11, they were asked why they use FATF and not the other systems, and they gave an explanation. One of the nice things about being an entity like that is that you don't have to inherit some of the expenses that come with transversal systems. So the other areas where the transversal systems and the roles that are played by other role players, like when you deal with the capturing of 18 decades, they have to go through another government entity before they are authenticated and played onto your own system. So it's not always easy to manage budget. However, we've got plans in place. I did share this with the committee last time. We're about to implement our invoice tracking system. We have produced a turnaround plan that we have also set with the FOSAT, the Forum for South African Research General, where we show a lot of things around speaking to our service providers not to change the banking details without blinking as well. Because you find that a person that way with the department this year, and the next time is next year, and they are on the system, but when you try to make a payment, the payment gets rejected because they say that, I mean, only pick it up at that time when you are trying to make a payment. There are a number of interventions that we have put in that turnaround then, but I think the highlight is that we have now brought the program managers, the EDGs, to be directly responsible when payments are not done on time on programs that are controlled by them, so that this will become just a finance thing, and that is the consequences. In the report of October, of September, that has gone to the DG, we have agreed that we are sending it to the DG. I think we are at about 8% payment within 30 days. But within 2 weeks, the DG is going to receive a letter that we are requesting him to sign for action to be taken, those who have delayed their invoices to explain themselves as to what is the basis of the delay, so that if they are not acceptable, then the DG is able to take appropriate action. So we agreed in the branch management team of finance in October, so that in 2 weeks time we'll give the digital data. So yes, it's a matter that we are also doing.
So on the program, on the academic program, I'm sure that you have something to say about it. But the department offers in terms of its mandate, there's a whole range, there's a whole variety of things, specialized areas. If you look at the teeth environment, there is a specialized training program in the teeth environment. There are trainers, there are qualified trainers in the chief general environment. There is specialized training for people just from the level of matric right up to a partnership we're having with universities UCT and KZN. I've mentioned this before, where we are sponsoring bursaries for professional learning affairs. But I think the point that you are making is about the land management space. We may have mentioned this before here, is that there is probably no university in South Africa that is offering a degree on land management. There used to be some of these programs were closed down because I don't think that there was big intake. That we had the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform at the time, it was a land affairs. We had partnerships with the DAC that were offering quite a comprehensive package, an MSc in land management. Other countries in Namibia, the project in Namibia, you offer it. In Tanzania, you have the University of Land Tenure, and in many other parts of the world. So this is an area in which we are going to be going into in a big way into the future. We have to start it as a branch, and we have said we need to start investigating possibilities of partnerships, because if you look at the last 20 years, we have neglected as a country the area of an administration generally. And this is the area where we are beginning to develop policy. As I spoke about in his overview about the land tenure policy and the land tenure legislation that we are bringing. So it's certainly an area that we have asked the relevant branch to investigate the possibility of developing training programs. I'm sure Minister will have something to say about the program, a similar program for rural development in general. I think the other, there are these questions from Honorable Kitama, I think they all reserved for the Minister.
Thank you.
they think that once we achieve 50%, that's the end of the level. That's the end of the level, as far as I understand. Now, because we never articulated this thing clearly, this sort of target in the scale, we think that that's it. And that's why you see a lot of reaction when we talk about that reform, and you see some of the people who are talking about it should be, you can see, for example, the activities, 80% understand that it's government, that's the idea. And therefore, if you say government is a 40% because of what it is wrong, then that we see them somewhere that belongs to the state. The state has been acquiring over and above 80%. They very close to 50%, and they think that's the target. Now, it's something that we look at. The second thing that we want to achieve is exactly another point that they want to look at demonstration. The men that we acquire must be protected. So, over the next 10 years, we're aiming at recapitalizing and bringing back to production all the lands that were acquired since 1992. Because remember, from 1994 until 2010, there wasn't really a program to say there was the same. There wasn't a program of assuring that the land acquired business should be included. The only question is we can already recapitalize for about 2 centers. So we gather with the land that we have here. Part of the obligations that we have here.
I'm just going to say that if it's taken shape that we don't have a program for the tenant, this is the only thing that I think I'm putting on the table. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Where the human service program, and I think we need to take that first so that we avoid the unnecessary payment of insurance based on the late payment. I've realized that we've got a course of 2021. I think we need to minimize our accruals because we've got an increase in our future budget. So if there is an increase in accruals, then it impacts negatively on the future evolution of the department in the next financial year. And notice also the commitment of 1.2 which also must be attended. Claim against the department within a 2.6 million also, I think those are issues to be attended. And I was having raised the issue of the cultural traditional carpet. Why I'm looking at the report is something about making other improvements in the heritage carpets. Then I allied it to get the heritage assets and the traditional carpet. So I don't know what is it. I think it's on page 127 of the annual report. So to talk about your machinery equipment and heritage assets. Then the other one, I think, compliance. I think we need to make sure that we comply to the strictness of the given age policy that we have to comply to our age waste for project and even collection. There's an amount that has been allocated to then right million percentage, which is like too many. And I think we need to get the report on what is that doing. And also the reports on the assets, the use of assets that you report to the commission, the financial of the other analysis. Not from 2009, but in the year after review, if there are any cars in, you know, machinery, because there's a lot of money, it must be different for machinery and whatever. But you will tell by that. Then the other one, on the ground, I think we need to get also a report to tell us that in the year under review, how are we going to communicate, how many money both way of those funds. We appreciate that we have improved on revenue collection because of being able to move 1.7 million to 104 million, hoping that we will go fair on that issue. The issue that is raised by Auditor General, I think, is supposed to be taken very seriously to avoid the occurrence, you know, of this same fund in the conventional financial year. We commend you for the unqualified audit opinion, and also we appreciate the intervention that you've made to assist the ICT. I think the report that is presented today, the one that is coming, we have to appreciate that, that the intervention must be continuous. let me take this opportunity to thank Mama and our members. What's up, doctor? The honorable minister and the deputy minister came with us today. We are all day. I think the sun is very heavy and we're all happy. We appreciate it.
For the show.
For the So thank you. Appreciate you for this honorable minister and deputy minister. And this meeting has been a long meeting ever. But you've taken out your time to be with us today and to listen to our concerns, causes and comments. You know, the questions are not just questions for the sake of questions, but also issues that I hope that that's here we need to change things the way we do things. Because this parliament, although our role is to oversight, but at the same time, we have to assist where we think that we need to improve. Because
There's nothing I can be done with you. Nothing.